Dr. Sasha, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm not putting someone else's blood inside of me, so I'm doing quite well.
Excellent.
it's a good start. So I wanted to go over the actual science behind this. So what's a passive vaccine?
Yeah, so like a lot of good hoaxes, I guess, this has some basis in reality and in scientific fact. And so we know that for other infections, what we can do is get the blood and from that take the plasma from people who have recovered from the infection, and that blood or plasma will contain antibodies to fight that infection. So we can give it to someone who is really, really sick in hospital, and perhaps there's no other treatment for that person. And in that case, passive immunization or passive vaccination can work. And so this is the sort of basis for this. But I think that's a long way from injecting ourselves with something that we buy off the dark web.
Yeah. And so before we get to the, you know, that specific case, in terms of passive vaccines, is this being looked into with coronavirus at the moment?
Yeah, it is. So the US FDA, which is the Federal Drug Administration, has approved some trials for people to some academic institutions to run some trials with passive immunization. And people might have seen Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have donated their plasma, and they're proudly holding up bags of their plasma during this week. And who wouldn't want a bag of Tom Hanks's plasma, really? I can't imagine how much that would go for.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, so essentially they are looking into it, and there's some very small studies coming out of China where they have used it, and they seem to show a really quite good and rapid improvement when they give it to really, really sick people in hospital. So there is some basis there, but we just really don't have enough scientific evidence for its value at the moment.
And so buying blood and plasma off the dark web, what kind of dangers are associated with this?
Yeah, I mean, I would obviously not recommend this at all. I think there's so many dangers inherent with this. Any medication that you buy in Australia will be approved by the TGA, that's the Therapeutic Goods Administration, and that is the way that we know that those medications do what they say they're going to do, right? And they're not contaminated with any other product. Buying something from the dark web, you just can't. You can't be sure that it is what they say it is, and also that it doesn't contain other things that you're not expecting. So buying someone else's plasma or something that's made to look like plasma would be inherently so dangerous, I can imagine.
Mm. And so generally speaking, if it's on the dark web and if it's not TGA approved,
yes,
don't buy it.
Yes, and that's right. And that article, most of what they found was PPE, so masks and things like that. And even that, I would not purchase that because you just don't know how efficient those things are. And so you might be buying something and you've bought a mask and you think it's working great, but it's actually not, because it's not been regulated by any government body.
Okay, so not even protection equipment, just generally speaking?
generally speaking, I would avoid buying anything from the dark web that, you know, hasn't been kind of government approved, which is probably everything that's for sale on there.
That's fair. And now I couldn't swing past this week. I mean, I think everyone's heard of a certain political leader, perhaps maybe a president over in the US, recommending injecting disinfectant or sitting in UV lights. I wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, both really, really terrible ideas. These things will kill you. Please don't do them. I can't say anything more than that. I hope that no one is taking what he said seriously. He now says that it was sarcasm, but I think anything that Donald Trump says, we need to be really, really cautious of. So
make sure that you're taking advice from medical professionals like yourself.
Yeah. He's not a scientist. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, that's very true.
That's very clear.
Dr. Sasha, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much, and have a good day and stay safe.